Hey guys, it's your girl Didi, and you're tuned in to the Called Out podcast, where it's all things pertaining to Christ. Guys, I'm trying to give energy, I'm trying to give vim, I'm trying to give passion, because today I was reading John chapter 7, and the scriptures were saying, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and the passion that Jesus had when he was teaching, listen, it was so funny, like Jesus just makes me laugh, because in John chapter 2, Jesus is like, woman, it's not my hour yet, like Jesus, Mary comes to Jesus and is like, Mary, like Jesus, you know, the wine has finished. And he's like, woman, what's that got to do with me? Like, my hour's not come. And then he goes up and then he does the miracle. And in John chapter 7, he does the same thing. His brothers are saying, oh, you know, why are you keeping yourself secret? Like, make yourself do things openly, because like, his brothers did not believe in him. And then he's like, listen, my time has not come yet. And then he went secretly to the feast. But then it said that he cried out with a loud voice. And I was like, listen, today I must cry out with a loud voice. I must give passion. I must give energy. Like, you must feel the energy, even if you're not even seeing me, you can't see my hands. But guys, welcome back. I hope you guys are doing well by the grace of God. How are you guys finding the solo episodes? Obviously, I posted a solo episode last week. Well, it would be 2 weeks now when this episode drops. And yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling live. But as always, before we kickstart, I'm just going to open up in prayer, invite the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, the privilege to gather here today in front of your people, Heavenly Father. I just want to pray that indeed, may I decrease and may you increase, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, may you speak through me the words of this life, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I just want to pray that you will give me clarity and direction on the way that you want this episode to go. And I pray that it will edify somebody. And indeed, at the end of this, somebody will give their life to you, God. Somebody will be draw closer to you, Heavenly Father, Lord, all to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, so today, as you guys can see by the title, by the thumbnail, by everything, today I'm going to be talking about the voice of God. And how did I get this episode? So I've like, you know, in my prayer time, I've just been like, God, you know, he's just been kind of giving me episodes, dropping it in my spirit by the grace of God. And hearing the voice of God was one of them. And I've been having service every day by the grace of God. And listen, literally, when I had received that episode idea, I'm like, cool, cool, cool. The clarity that God gave was amazing. I went to service now. Why is my pastor talking about the voice of God, hearing the voice of God? She's going into 1 Samuel chapter 3, talking about the voice of God. I'm like, yeah, God, that's the episode. Like, for sure, that is the episode that you have ordained to happen. And so shall it be. Hallelujah. So shall it be. So, yeah, I feel like in the body, a lot of people often ask, like, I've had people ask me a lot of times, like, Didi, you know, how do you know the voice of God? How do you hear the voice of God? And so today we're really going to get into it. Even when I was on the way here, like, there was just things dropping in my spirit. And I was just like, God, like, you're about to eat. You're about to eat. You're about to shut it down in today's episode. So I've got, like, a few notes that I'm going to, you know, go off by so that we got the structure of the episode. But we're really going to allow the Holy Spirit to flow, to move. And I just pray that somebody will truly be blessed today. And as a result, you guys will understand the voice of God. So first and foremost, I just wanted to kickstart with a testimony. So as you guys may or may not know, I do an apprenticeship, right? I started that in 2023. So I do a journalism apprenticeship with the BBC by God's special, amazing, abundant, amazing, fantabulous grace. Amen. Mercy has brought me here. Amen. I literally am what I am by the grace of God, because I don't qualify, but God qualifies. He calls the unqualified and he qualifies you. And he's indeed qualified me even to stand, well, sitting before you today to speak. Who am I? What? Who am I to be working where I work? Who am I? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. And so obviously with this role, like in September, when the new cohort comes, like the new people that are apprentices for the year, because you start in September, like uni, college, like just how school starts, isn't it? Like they do this kind of presenting role where apprentices, they will like present to, it's just kind of like an induction basically for the newcomers, like you, and you basically have to basically apply to do the induction. And so of course there are a few apprentices. It's not just 2024 apprentices, but 2023 apprentices. So that's a lot of people who, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have a desire for presenting. You know, when you do this apprenticeship, a lot of people wanna be a presenter. And so a lot of people do apply for this kind of role. And so they sent an email out and they was just like, hey guys, like, you know, we're planning to kind of get you know, we're planning basically the induction for September. So apply for this. You know, you either want to be a presenter or the technical side. Maybe you'll be the on the camera crew, or you'll be the person speaking. You know, there's different type of roles. And so, of course, guys, y'all know about me. I love to speak, as you guys can see, as you guys can hear. I mean, I have a whole podcast. I mean, if you have a podcast, you don't like to speak. What are you doing with a podcast? So, yeah, I've always been a speaker. Like, back in the day, everyone would just say to me, Didi, you are a waffler. You can speak. You can speak. I said, yes, I can speak. I can speak. Trust me. Give me the mic and I will I will speak. So I'm like, yeah, of course, I want to apply for the presenter role. So I'm like, cool. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to do it. So they gave us a deadline now to submit. Like, basically, when you want the presenter role, you have to do a 30-second video introducing yourself, just basically who you are, like what scheme you're on. So I'm on the journalism scheme because other people are not production, etc. So you say what scheme you're on, and then one thing you love about the office that you work at. So there was a deadline for it, and I pinned it on my email. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna remember the deadline. But the days are passing, it's getting to the deadline, and it completely just leaves my head, not gonna lie. God have mercy. Like, mercy honestly has found me, because hello, how can I forget about a deadline? Like, you're clearly not, you wasn't that hungry for it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So obviously now the deadline comes and goes, and I missed the deadline. And so I was like, oh my days. Like, I had remembered, but now it's past the deadline. So I sent an email, just honestly believing God for mercy to show up for me. So I sent the email now. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I haven't met the deadline. Like, can I basically get an extra day? And obviously how I'm thinking about it is that a lot of people are applying, like, you're not serious. If you missed the deadline, like, you know, bye, sis, like, you missed it, your time's done. But mercy truly located me. Mercy truly found me. She was just like, yeah, just send it by the end of the day, the next day. So now you'll think I'll be on it first thing in the morning, sending it. God, I'm not saying this is good at all. Don't even follow me in this respect. How I did it, it was only the mercy of God. Not gonna, it was only the mercies of God. So now the deadline has come and gone. I'm at home now. So I'm at home now, and the deadline, obviously, by end of day. So you would obviously aim to get it basically by 5 p.m. because, you know, that's basically end of a work day, you know. Well, not always. Some people be finishing late because they start late. But, you know, I'm trying to say typical 9 to 5. So I get home. Bear in mind, obviously, I've prayed in the morning, etc. And I get home now. I'm just sitting on my bed, and there's just a prompting to pray. And one thing that I do is when I pray is, like, I have a notes. I absolutely love having my notes. So I have my notes open when I pray, because sometimes, you know, like I said, how I get this podcast idea during prayer, I would literally forget it. By the time I've left prayer, I would have forgot if I didn't write it down. So I always make sure. That's the tip, guys. When you're in prayer, always expect God to speak to you. Like, don't ever go to prayer just like, I'm just going to pray. Prayer is a conversation. You should expect to hear back from God. Whether that's you pray, then you read your Bible and he's said something to you. Whether it's you pray and you just sit still, like, you give yourself some time to be still. But we'll get into all of that later. Let me finish the story time. Yeah, my testimony. So, yeah, I just felt the prompted to pray. So I'm like, you know, realistically, sometimes when you know that you need to pray, sometimes you're doing other things and you're like, okay, cool, like, I'll do it later. But I was just like, listen, cool, like, I'm gonna go pray. So I opened up my notes, and then in my notes I had written something saying, remember, like, to submit the video. And because I obeyed the voice of the Lord kind of pushing me and prompting me to pray, I was managed to be reminded that, girl, you have a deadline. You got a deadline to meet. So I was like, oh my day. Guys, I don't know if you can hear the buzzing noise. There's like a phone ringing in here. So I'm just like, oh my day. It's like, what's that? Devil, silence in Jesus' mighty name. Period. So yeah, I managed to see that, oh my days, your girl got a deadline. And bear in mind, like, it's approaching 5, so I need to video it, edit it, and then send it through. But the video is like 30 seconds, so it's not too much. And obviously, by God's grace, I've got experience editing. So I said, Holy Spirit, have your way. Boom, boom, boom. Videoed, edited, made it funny, made it live, sent it off. Cool. I sent it off now. Now, tomorrow was the 6th of June, and I received an email, and the email was just like, congratulations, like, there's two of us, congratulations, Didi and the other person, we want you to have the presenter role for the induction, period, Jesus. And so I wanted to kickstart with that testimony, hallelujah, because I think it's in the, even in the tiny things, like, God saying to you, go pray, and you're delaying it. You don't know what on, you don't know what your obedience, like what's on the back of your obedience. On the back of me obeying like the prompting of the Spirit to be like, Didi, pray, I was able to submit that deadline. If I had missed that deadline, there was no way I would ask for an extra extension. That's so embarrassing. Like, you missed the first one, you're asking for another. No, sis, you don't have shame. You don't have shame. So literally, mercy has located me. For me to even get the role, first of all, I submitted it late. Mercy located me for them to even give me an extension. And then I managed to get the role, you know? And so I share that to say, guys, honestly, obeying the voice of God is so key. Knowing the voice of God is so key. And it will be literally something that is so pivotal in your walk with Christ. If you are somebody that you are a Christian, but you do not know the voice of God, let me tell you, you're missing out. And so, you know, another thing that I kind of just was thinking about is that we shouldn't have black people's timing with God. You know, black people's timing is like, okay, you'll be like, okay, guys, let's meet for six. But your six is not six. You'll turn up at 7:38. No. When it comes to God and him speaking to you, there's no time for you to be acting with your black people's timing, with your black people's time. And don't be having black people's time with God. If God's telling you pray right now, if I had black people's time and when God told me to pray and I said, okay, cool, I'll do it at 7 p.m. I would have missed my deadline, and it would have just been support. It would have just been peak. It would have been like, nobody's to blame but yourself, because God actually gave you mercy, showed up again to be like, Didi, pray. And on the back of that, I was managed to meet my deadline. On the back of that, I actually got what I applied for. Hallelujah. So there's no time for black people's time when it comes to the voice of God. There's no time for black people's timing. You know, there's a scripture in, and it says in Hebrews, it says, today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, don't harden your hearts. Today. You know, one thing about obedience is it's active, it's living, it's now. So, you know, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, now faith is actually living. Like, faith is in the realm of now. It's not like, okay, tomorrow I have faith. It's like now. Faith is now. Faith is present tense. And so honestly, it takes faith to obey. So if you're going to obey God, it takes your faith to be activated for you to even obey him. You know, when God's telling you to do something and maybe it doesn't quite make sense to you, it takes your faith to say, listen, God has spoke, so I will obey. It takes your faith. But faith is living. It's in the realm of now. That's why the scripture says now faith is, because it said faith is the substance. Cool. It says now faith is. Why did it put the now? Because now is present. Listen, faith is now. You know, imperative is now, is now, is now, is. It's on the back of you doing something. Faith is not faith without works. That's why it says, you know, in James, it says, somebody will say, you know, faith, I have faith. Someone said, I have works. I said, listen, I'll show you my faith by my works. You know, you'll be able to see that I truly have faith on the back of what I do. You know, living faith. Fide viva. I think, sorry, I don't know how I'm laughing. I think that's the living faith in Hebrew or Greek, fide viva. I believe it, guys. If I'm wrong, then ciao. But me, I'm not wrong. Amen. But living faith, action faith. And even with living faith, delayed obedience is still disobedience. If God's telling you to move now and you move tomorrow, hello, God told you to move yesterday. So, you know, what's that about? You know, I'm telling you, that's still disobedience. Don't think that, oh yeah, because I obeyed God, I still obeyed. No, but if you delayed it, you still like disobeyed him in that respect, because he told you to do it then. He didn't tell you to do it tomorrow. He told you to do it then, now, then. So why did you not obey? You know? And guys, it's so key, because I just thought about a lack of faith is unbelief. You know, because obviously if you don't have faith, you're walking in unbelief. If you're not walking with belief, which is faith, you're walking in unbelief. And unbelief is one of those sins that some people you just don't deep. But you know, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is when you're rejecting, you know, the Holy Spirit, when you're rejecting Jesus, you are walking in unbelief. And that's an unforgivable sin. Unbelief is one of those sins that, it's like gluttony. You know, gluttony is one of those sins that is like, it's like secret. It's like one of those, what do you call it? Like sins that are just, yeah, the secret. Like they'll just pull up on you and you're not even deep in it. Like, all my days, I'm being a glutton. How greedy. I'm being a glutton. I'm eating. I overeating. Your belly's even screaming. Like, guys, for example, the other day I was in Nando's. You know when you spend money on food? Listen, guys, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone in this. You know when you spend money on food and you're now eating and you're full? Sorry, what? You start telling your belly, my friend, if you don't pattern up, you better open and get some space, get out, because why am I full, please? Hello, I didn't just spend my money for me to be full, and there's still chicken on my plate, there's still mac and cheese on my plate, there's still fries on my plate. Listen, I went to Nando's, I said, hello, this food, I've still got mac and cheese on my plate, what? And guys, I hear it, you're going to say, okay, why don't you take it away? But realistically, why do I want to take away Nando's fries and then warm it and then it gets soggy? And then I want to finish it today. I want to finish it right now. And I'm sitting there and I'm literally slouching. You know when it gets deep and you start unbuttoning your trousers, you start laying down slouching because you're thinking, Jesus is Lord, my belly is about to explode. Yeah, that was me and Nando's the other day. And I was like, listen, no. I was by force eating. I was like, no, this food will go down. I was even like, hey, I was like, no, this food must go down. This food must go down. I'm not wasting my money. But guys, listen, when you're full, you're full. You don't need to force yourself, please. And yeah, I'm speaking to myself, not gonna lie, I'm speaking to myself. You don't need to force yourself. It's actually not by force. That's why takeaway is an option. I understand sometimes we don't want to take away food, but sometimes just take time. I'm trying to say, gluttony is one of the secret sins, and I'm just like, God, deliver me. But sometimes it's like, I've spent my money, and you think that, what, I should just throw this food in the bin, or what, I should take it away? I don't want to take it away, though. I want to finish it now. But listen, sometimes just take it easy. Just take it easy. But you know when you're hungry, you get bare food and then you start eating and you're already full and you're like, this can't be my story. Like, why am I already full, please? And that was me. I was vexed. I was like, no, this food by force. And then listen, I was so grateful that my brother drove, because in the car, I was just like, listen, gone. Belly full to the brim. Can barely walk. Like, I was like to my brother, I need a piggyback. He didn't give it to me. But like, hello, I was like, listen, I need a piggyback. I was just my dad, I need a piggyback. Listen, I could barely walk. And that's not good. It's not correct at all. I'm laughing, but it's actually not correct, to be very honest. It's not correct. Guys, something that I learned, oh my days, guys, something that I learned on the way here, right? I was thinking about sheep. I was thinking about the scripture that says, like, my sheep know my voice. Like, you know, we know that scripture. Well, if you don't know, now you know. There's a scripture that, you know, my sheep know my voice. And then I started to think about sheep, because I started to think about, cool, like, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd, right? But if somebody disguises and pretends to be the shepherd, will the sheep be wise enough to be able to discover the fact that that's somebody that's not the shepherd? Because, for example, with us as Christians, we know that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that the devil can disguise as an angel of light, you know? So at the end of the day, you can think that something is God. But I was like, are sheep wise enough to be able to be like, nah, something's not correct. Like, that's not my shepherd speaking. And I asked ChatGPT, and let me tell you what, listen, let me just read verbatim. So I said, would sheep be able to know if the person speaking is not their shepherd? Like, if somebody pretends to be their shepherd? Let me just tell you what ChatGPT said to me. And one thing about ChatGPT is ChatGPT knows that I'm a Christian, right? ChatGPT knows that I'm a Christian. So when I ask him any question, I'm even giving him gender. When I ask him any question, he will always, always relate it to the scripture. Like, at the end of this response, it now went, oh, and it says this in the book of John. I'm like, yeah, period. I don't even have to say, can you say this in Christian version? No. ChatGPT just understands that me, I'm a Christian. You know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, it says, yes, sheep can often recognize and distinguish their shepherd from others, even by voice. Sheep are known to have good auditory discrimination skills and strong memory for individuals they are familiar with. Here's how they do it. Number one is voice recognition. Sheep can recognize specific vocal cues. If a stranger tries to mimic the shepherd's voice, the sheep might not respond in the same way, because they can detect subtle differences in tone, pitch, rhythm, and other vocal characteristics. So that's number one. If we even stop in that, it says that they can detect subtle differences in tone, pitch, rhythm, and other vocal characteristics. But it says initially, individuals they are familiar with. So a lot of us often don't know the voice of God because we are just not familiar with God. It's like, if you're spending time with someone a lot, you manage to know their voice. For example, if my friend calls me and say, for example, you answer on your AirPods, right? all you need to do is hear them speak a little bit. Because you're familiar with them, you'll be like, oh, that's Brian, that's my best mate. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But if it's someone you're not familiar with and they call you on no call ID, or you're at this point where you answer but you can't see the number, you can't see the name, you'll be like, you're not familiar with this person, so you don't actually know them. But you'll be able to detect the voice of somebody that you're familiar with. The problem is, the issue is, we're not spending enough time with God. We don't actually know God. So that's why when he's speaking, you can't actually tell. It's like, for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, the Bible says that Samuel did not yet know, like, the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. Like, he didn't know the voice of God at that time. So when God was calling, he's going to Eli, like, Eli, you called me. Eli, you called me. Eli, you called me numerous amount of times. But it's not Eli. Eli had to say, listen, go back, you know, the fourth time. Now just actually say, here am I, like, speak to me, for your servant hears. And then he managed to hear the voice of God in that respect, because Eli guided him to know the voice of God. By that time, Samuel didn't know the voice of God, so he just thought, okay, cool, Eli's calling me. Eli was not calling you, but you just didn't know the voice of God. He wasn't able to detect that it's actually God calling him, you know. And number two says familiarity and trust. Sheep build familiarity over time. They associate their shepherd not just with voice, but also with smell, movement patterns, and even the emotional tone. A stranger may lack the full set of cues that sheep use to recognize someone they trust. Number three is Guys, I promise, I was born in England. Behavioral response, yeah? A real shepherd might call and the sheep might follow. A stranger calling them might result in hesitation, fear, or indifference. Sheep respond to the combination of voice and learned experience, not just the words themselves. Come on now. Come on now. Because one thing about Satan is, he knows the Bible. He knows scripture. In Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, we see when he went to Jesus, he said, listen, oh, if you know, the Bible says, if you're the Son of Man, that you can throw yourself off this and angels will be at your... He knows the scripture. So it's not just the words itself that you're looking out for, but the tone. But just, does it align? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Because he can come and manipulate the scripture and make you feel like, yeah, that's God speaking. But really and truly, that's not God speaking, you know? And so then it led me to John chapter 10. Verses 3-5, and it says, To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. But the issue is, you don't even know the voice of God. So you don't know the voice of God, the voice of strangers. So everything just sounds the same and you just follow anything because you don't actually know. That's why we need to be people who are constantly, constantly giving ourselves to Jesus. Because as you give yourself to Jesus, you'll begin to know more about his voice. Guys, another thing that, oh my days, guys, another thing that I wanted to share about the voice of the Lord is that everything just comes together. I'm not going to lie. God, honestly, he works all things together for his good. I'm telling you. So today, right, I checked the weather forecast. I always check the weather forecast. Today it said it was not going to rain. Like, I'm telling you, it said it was not going to rain. It literally had clouds. It says it's going to rain later at like 3 p.m. Bear in mind, it's currently 10:24 a.m. So 3 p.m., I'll literally be at home. Like, I'm literally calm for that. So I was like, cool. Like, you know, there's no need to kind of bring an umbrella. You know, I'm dressed in a jumper anyway. It's not like I was going to wear like a vest or something. Like, I'm in a jumper anyway, because as for London, yeah. So I'm in a jumper, but in terms of an umbrella, I was like, cool, maybe I don't need to bring an umbrella. But literally before I left, I was like, let me bring an umbrella. I don't know, like, can say the voice of God, amen. Like, let me bring an umbrella. Tell me why. As soon as I get out of the station, as in the station to come here, why is it raining? And then I just started to pray, and I just kept remembering Isaiah 30:21. And guys, if you know me, that's one of my scriptures. It says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Yes. And I just felt like that's what I received today. Because listen, the weather said it's not going to rain. Why should I bring an umbrella? But for some reason, I found myself bringing an umbrella. And I was happy because I would have been wet with the rain. It was raining. It is raining. Well, it might not be now. I'm not outside. I can't see. But it was raining. Hello. This is the way. Walking it. And then guys, things just began to make sense. I said, listen, the issue is we don't believe the scriptures. That's the issue. You know what the word of the Lord says. You know that it says that you can hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. But you don't actually believe the scriptures. And it reminded me of another scriptures in Hebrews. The same word was preached to them also, but it didn't profit them because it was not mixed with faith. And I was like, yes, the issue is we don't believe the scriptures. So we know the scriptures, but we don't have faith and belief in the scriptures. And if you don't believe in the scriptures, if you're not mixing it by faith, you know the word of the Lord, the same word is being preached to you. The same Bible is available. Hello? The same Bible is available for you to pick up and read. But the issue is you don't actually believe the scripture. So you can quote as much scripture as you like, but because you don't believe the scripture, it's not profiting you. That's the issue. The issue is we don't believe the scripture. The scripture literally says you can hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That means in your every move, you can hear God saying, this is the way, turn left, turn right, don't marry that person, go this place, wear that clothes, don't wear that clothes. You can actually hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. But the issue is, we don't believe the scripture, and it will not profit you then. If you're not mixing it with your faith, with your belief, it will not profit you. You know, so you're quoting the scripture, you're quoting it. Yes, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You're saying the scripture that says by his stripes we are healed, but you don't actually believe that that can be your reality. You don't actually believe that that can be your reality. That is why it's not profiting you. It's not just about saying the scriptures, but it's the faith behind it. It's you mixing it with faith, with your faith, so that it can actually work for you. You know, and so I just wrote some things, you know, and I said why some of us don't obey God swiftly. These are some reasons that I just thought of, and I was like, yeah, these are some reasons why people actually just don't obey God swiftly. And key on the heavy on the word swiftly. Remember, I said delayed obedience is still disobedience. So I'm not talking about you obeyed God after 10 years. Like, I'm saying swiftly, as in promptly, as in now, the now faith, right? And I said A is a lack of faith. So I spoke about that, unbelief being a serious sin. That, listen, unbelief, doubt, like having fear in God. I was like, it's actually deep. And I just said, you know what? You just have to be obedient and then trust God with the outcome of it. Because like I said, you never know what's at the end of your obedience. You know, I was speaking, I did a TikTok like on this, and I was speaking about Philip when, you know, Spirit's telling him to run and overtake that chariot. And it's like, it just sounds mad. It's like, God, why are you telling me to do this? You know, but on the back of that, he was able to meet the eunuch, you know, and he was able to preach the gospel. And as a result of it, he got born again and he was baptized. Yeah, that was an assignment. On the back of the obedience, that guy was able to be saved. You know, you never know what's at the end of your obedience. So just be obedient to God and just trust God with the outcome. It's like, God, you're telling me to do this. Maybe it's to quit my job. But God, I don't understand how. Where am I gonna get the money from? Do you know what, God? I trust you. You're telling me to, you know, give this special offering, but how am I gonna get by? Like, no, I'm just gonna obey you, God, and trust you with the outcome of it, you know. And I said, B, your life is too busy that you fail to hear him. And I found this one so deep, and I was like, it's so true. You know, sometimes, you know, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. You know, there's a time for us to actually be still. And I was speaking about this earlier, and I said, don't worry, we're going to get into it later, because sometimes we're just on the go. It's like, okay, I'm just going to pray, blast in the time, then you just walk away and you go. But there's never time for you to just be still. And just be like, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, reveal what you want to reveal to me. Holy Spirit, I'm confused about, you know, the way of my what I should pick for university. I'm a bit confused about where I should go. Like, anything that it may be, but we don't have time to be still. Our life is just too busy that we fail to hear God's voice, you know? And it's so interesting, God. I keep doing this every episode, guys. I keep going, you know, God, because I'm just so used to having conversation with God. So like when I'm conversing, just speaking, I'm like, yeah, I'm praying. But yeah, it's so interesting because there's a scripture, right? And it just talks about the still small voice. So it's like, there was this, but God was in the still, the quiet voice. I'm going to find a scripture. I believe that's in 2 Kings, right? So I'm going to say the still small voice. You know, you guys probably figured, Didi, why didn't you not find a scripture before? I hear it, but I found it. 1 Kings chapter 19, right? So we're going to go ahead. So it's verse 12, but we're going to go before, right? So it says, okay, I'm going to read from verse 11. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice, my God. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Listen, we could keep reading. But what I wanted you to see is what? There was wind. The wind blew. But God was not in that wind. There was earthquake. Yes. But God was not in that earthquake. There was fire. But God was not in the fire. And afterwards, a still small voice. Listen, let's look at it in other translations. Let's look at it in NLT. It says, after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. Woo! God. Amplified says, after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle blowing. Gentle, still, gentle. We're seeing it says still, gentle. Oh my days. Like, this is so deep. In Message version, it says gentle and quiet whisper. So that's why I said, some of us are actually just way too busy. Our life is too noisy that we fail to hear the voice of the Lord. Because he wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the fire. He was in the still, small voice, the gentle voice, the whisper. He was in that. Because your life is so noisy, you're always on go. You don't have time to be still and know that he is God. You miss the voice of the Lord. You miss his instruction. You miss when he's saying, this is the way, walk in it. So that's another reason why a lot of us are missing it. You know, I always look at Abraham and I'm just like, this is so deep. Abraham was told, sacrifice your son, your only son whom you love. Now he's going up to the mountain. He's about to do it. Abraham, he hears. Just as he's about to sacrifice his son, Abraham, because he was sensitive, he knew the voice of God. He was able to stop. He was able to stop just as he heard the voice, because Abraham was someone who was in tune to the voice of the Lord. God would speak to him, so he would know the voice. He would know the voice. So it was easy for him to pick up when God's like, Abraham, and he was able to stop. You know, you have to be able to be obedient constantly. Like, God speak. God said this, but just continue to listen. Continue to listen anyway. God said sacrifice. Now God said Abraham. It was just a test, but he knew the voice of God. He was able to discern. He was able to be sensitive to the voice of God, you know. And you know what, like, I even wanted to, so earlier this week I was reading this scripture, right? And it's, so basically what happens in the scripture is that God says to the prophet, fast, don't go into anyone's house, don't eat, don't drink, fast, right? And then initially, I want to read it, because should I give you guys a story time or should I read it? I don't know. Like, I'm feeling like both, but you know, I'm going to find it so I can tell you guys where it is verbatim. So it's like, I feel like it's also in 1 Kings, to be honest. 1 Kings is where all the goods are. So I say 1 Kings, and then I say, like, the old prophet deceived the prophet. That's what I'm going to write. It's so vague. Yes, I found it. It's in 1 Kings chapter 13. Guys, cool. So I'm going to take you guys there. Cool. So basically, a man of God went to Judah, to Bethel, by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. So it came to pass when King Jeroboam, guys, you know these powerful names? Hey, Kadaba. Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. Then his hand, which he stretched out towards him, withered so that he could not pull it back to himself. Period. Touch not my anointing. He's trying to touch the man of God. His hand withered And then the altar also was split apart and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God entreated the Lord and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Amen. God's mercy. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself and I will give you a reward. So he's saying, you know, basically, I want to reward you. You've prayed for God's mercy. Now my hand is back to normal. Come to my house, eat, like I'll give you a reward. But the man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return the way he came to Bethel. So he was obedient. God said, don't eat, don't drink, not, don't even return. So he's like, cool. God has told me this instruction. So I'm not going to return. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to do what God has said not to do. Now, guys, listen, because this is getting deep. Now, an old prophet dwelt in Bethel. Cool. So, you know, the word, he went from Judah to Bethel. So we know that, right? And now he did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Cool. But the old prophet dwelt in Bethel and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to him, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him and he rode on it and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. Remember that he said that God gave him a word that he should not do that. He should not return, nor should he eat or drink. Cool. So the man of God now, he's saying, I cannot return with you, nor go in with you. Now neither can I eat bread, nor drink water with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. Now the deception comes. He said to him, I too am a prophet. Hey, can I pro? The prophet, the old prophet, is saying, I too am a prophet. Hey, can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? He said, listen, I too am a prophet, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. In brackets, it says he was lying to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Jesus is Lord. Now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who brought him back. And he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water. Your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. So initially what happened is when he went, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpses was thrown on the road and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse, period. So guys, are we actually deep in this story? I think this story always just gives, like, just mind blows me, because what? God has told you, don't eat, don't drink, don't even return back. Now our old prophet is coming and saying, I too am a prophet. And an angel has spoke to me and said that you should come and eat. Huh? But God told me not to eat. So why is God not giving me? Like, oh my days. It's just so deep. That's why the Bible says we must test every spirit. It's not just because someone's saying, can I pro? I'm a prophet. I'm going to, honestly, guys, I'm not saying that there's no such thing as prophets. Trust me. The Bible says, believe in the Lord and you shall be, what is it, that you shall be established? Believe in the Lord. Yes, I think it's believe in the Lord and you shall prosper. Or believe in the Lord and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall be and prosper. I don't even know. Okay, let me actually get it, because I don't know if I'm flipping it. Believe in the Lord and believe in his prophets and you shall. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Amen. So, hello, there's a place for the prophets of the Lord. And there's something. Me, I believe in the prophets and I'm indeed prospering. I'm believing in the Lord and I am established. I'm believing in his prophets and I am indeed prospering. Amen. But it's not every time that just because someone says, I'm a prophet, I'm giving you a word, that you should be like, oh, yeah, prophesy, prophesy, man of God. Oh, man of God, prophesy. Listen, the guy said, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel has spoke to me and said this thing. What? But you literally heard from God and he told you don't. God doesn't speak contradictory. He doesn't speak in a way that is confusing. He doesn't speak in a way that you will be confused. God speaks with clarity. God speaks with clarity. It doesn't mean that when God tells you to do something, it doesn't mean that you won't feel fearful or you might not want to do it. Because I always say, when it came to starting this podcast and God was like, yeah, you know, you gotta do a Christian podcast, I cried. But I was so sure that God literally wanted me to do a Christian podcast. I was so sure. Like, there was no ounce of confusion. There wasn't like on my days, like, I'm not quite sure if God, that was God telling me to do it. Maybe it was this person. Maybe it's just my own thoughts. No. Like, there was no way that I was confused that God had said, you got to start this podcast. I didn't want to do it. Yes, there's a difference between being confused and actually just not wanting to do it. So yeah, I didn't want to do it. I've been said this, like on my first episode, I was like, no, God, I don't want to do it. But I'm so grateful for my obedience. Now that I look back, I'm like, but what else would I have spoken about? It's like, I was reading John chapter 6 and Peter was like, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. I feel like that. So what else would I do? What else would I do if not Jesus? What else would I have done? You know, what else would I talk about? I would run out of things to say, you know? So I say that to be like, it doesn't mean that you won't kind of be like, oh, I'm scared to do something. It's natural, really, to kind of feel nervous about something. But you will know that God has told you to do this. It's like, for example, Jonah, when God called him, he knew that God called him. He just ran away because he's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Like, why? I don't want to do that, God. I honestly felt like Jonah in that time. But he knew that God. So when they was on the boat and it was sinking, it was going down, Jonah said, listen, I'm the reason that this is happening, not going to lie. He knew. Jonah did not want to do what God had called him to do. But when the boat is going down, he knew that, yeah, it's going down because of me, guys, because I'm not obeying God. He knew, like, there was no ounce of confusion. God does not, he's not an author of confusion, you know? So if you're ever second guessing, is this really, you need to pray and say, God, give me full assurance. Does it align with his word? Is it something that you would say? For example, God is telling you to leave church and never go back to church. Come on now. Like, let's be frank. Let's be Lampard. God's never going to tell you to leave church and never go back to church again. Like, come on. That's even something that you don't even need to pray and say, God, is it you? Just open your head. Just open your head. You know, just open the Bible, to be honest, and you will know. So, yeah, that story was so interesting to me. But, you know, when I was reading that story, then I was thinking about Abraham. Because, you know, guys, I said that God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And then he said, Abraham, like, he basically stopped him. You can think, so is that God changing his mind? No. The Bible says that God does not repent. Like, he doesn't change his mind, you know. But in that aspect, it was a test. Like, it's not like he changed his mind. He was always going to do that. It was always going to be a thing where I'm telling you to sacrifice. Then I'm actually saying, no, wait, like, don't do it because now I've just tested you, you know. But in this aspect, it's like God has told you to fast. God has told you not to go back. And now angel's saying, no, actually, God has said that you should. What? Like, why is God going to do that? Do you know what I'm trying to say? It baffles me when I'm reading. I'm like, oh, man of God. Like, oh, man of God. That was just like a death that could have been avoided if you had just thought more, I guess. Like, just thought. I don't know. Like, honestly, yeah, I guess we've probably been there before. We've been confused. I don't know. But it's such an interesting story in the Bible. I'm just always like, wow, God, like, help me not to be deceived. Because, wow, the devil really disguises as an angel of light, you know. And so, yeah, I've spoken about 1 Samuel. And, you know, I was I was watching the service from my head pastor the other day. And he was just speaking about, you know, when people say, like, God told me you're my wife. And you're like, you know, when God says something, like, he's going to confirm it with you, you know. It's not going to be on one end that somebody has come to you and say, God told me you're my wife, but God is not telling you about that also. Like, no, God should also guide you and give you clarity on that matter, you know. And we were speaking about how Ananias, God went to Ananias and said, listen, behold, he's praying, and in a vision he's seen you go to him and, you know, give him his sight. And Saul, he was praying. He got that vision. Cool. Now God has gone to Ananias to tell Ananias that Saul has seen this thing and you're going to go do that thing. So it was clarity on both sides. Saul knew that Ananias was coming. Ananias knew that Saul was waiting for him. It was on both sides clarity. God is not going to say to one person, oh, you're my wife, and then he's coming to tell you, God said. So the same way this old prophet is coming saying, listen, you know, I'm also a prophet and an angel has told me that, you know, you should eat. But it's like, but God told me not to eat. So why is now he going to say it to you? The same God who told me not to eat is the same God that can tell me to eat. Why does he, like, it's just like, nah. There was obviously something wrong with it, but you know, sometimes we're deceived, so you can't blame him, isn't it? Sometimes life gets like that when we're deceived. And indeed, at that time, he was deceived. So, yeah, it's so interesting. Like, honestly, God really speaks with clarity. Like, when God speaks, you will know. And so, guys, I also feel like another thing which kind of makes us kind of miss the voice of the Lord is that we just don't understand the voice of the Lord. I always say this so much, and I will just continue to say it. God does not have to blow your covers and say, Charles, and tell you, listen, and it's all spooky. No, he doesn't. He doesn't actually have to speak like that. Like, for example, when I'm telling you, like, oh, today, let me bring an umbrella. It's not like an audible voice came and said, bring an umbrella. Or even, for example, this episode idea wasn't like, Didi, talk about my voice. Like, it wasn't spooky or something like supernatural that you're seeing in the movies, okay? You're watching too much Nollywood. That's why you think that God has to blow your covers or lift you up and you're starting to fly in the sky. You're watching too much Nollywood. Just calm down on the Nollywood, okay? What's it called? SFX? When special effects, yeah, that's what you're thinking. God must lift you from your chair and you're flat. Listen, it's actually okay. We learned that there's still small voice, okay? And that's often how I hear the voice of the Lord. It's that still small voice. It's just a sense of peace. Like, this is what I need to do. This is the way walking it. Like, whoo, okay, I need to do this. Okay, whoo, just a breath of fresh air. I can't even explain it, but, you know, I always say the scripture says, the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. And it's like, it's literally that. It's like, because you are so sensitive to God, like, you are so one with him. It's like, sometimes you think it's you, but it's actually God speaking. You actually think, like, for example, bring the umbrella, I could be like, oh yeah, it was just me saying it. But because I'm just so in tuned with God, it's like, you're just one. Like, you just think it's you, but really and truly, it's actually the Holy Spirit that was prompting you to do that. And I speak about sensitivity. You know, I be praying so much about sensitivity because, like I said, he's in the still small voice, or even as the scripture says, he was in that still small voice. So you might have thought he was in the fire, in the earthquake, in the wind, and there's just so much noise, and it's like you're not sensitive, so you're actually just unable to hear the voice of the Lord in that still small voice because you're just so busy. You're just, life is just spent doing so much that you're not being still and knowing that he is God, you know? So just always pray for sensitivity. Just pray, Lord, may I be sensitive. May I be sensitive. May I be sensitive. May I be able to know your voice. And there's no better way to know the voice of the Lord than to get into the Bible, because he sounds like his word. He is the word. Jesus says, listen, he is the word, you know? And so if you are in the words constantly, daily, there's no way that you will miss the voice of God. There's no way that you'll be confused. Is this God speaking? Is this me speaking? Like, you will just be assured that clarity, peace. It comes with peace. Like, it comes with peace. When God speaks, it's just with peace. Like, you know that this is what he's called you to do, you know, and the outcome of it will also show. So make sure you're in your word. Like, if you're not in your word, there's no way that you're going to be able to know when God is speaking to you, you know? And so it's just imperative that we're in our word. But yeah, guys, I honestly pray that someone's been blessed today. I feel like Holy Spirit, he was really doing his big one today. And I just felt like this episode was so vital and so necessary. Well, not that I felt like, obviously, Holy Ghost, amen, but also I believe it too. And I do pray that somebody's been blessed. And because I know that people do say, you know, I'll hear the voice of the Lord. But also, we also need to be careful, because sometimes you'll be like, yeah, God spoke to me. God, no, I'm not listening to that person. I'm not seeking counsel again because God is just going to lead me. This is the way walking it. So I don't even need a pastor again because God speaks to me one-on-one. Like, listen, that's when it gets spooky and it's a bit scary. So even sometimes when I'm in my podcast, you know, Holy Spirit said I should do this, I'm thinking, child, like, I don't want to sound spooky. But the reality of it, God does speak. Don't ever feel like God can only speak to a pastor, to a bishop, to an apostle, to an archbishop. Like, he can't speak to me because I've only been born again for 2 months. No, he can speak to you and he wants to speak to you, you know? So don't stretch it to the point of like, God said that I need to do this. And then it's just like somebody's trying to like counsel you and be like, no, actually, I don't think that's correct. And sometimes you're like, oh, I can't move because someone says, God said that I should do this. And then you're like, if you're like, no, actually, based on the word, I don't really think God would. And then you're saying God doesn't speak to me. And then you're thinking, shy, what can I do from here? But yeah, still in that, yes, because we can actually get it wrong. You know, in life, we can get it wrong. And so that's why it's so good that we seek counsel. But, you know, it's so good that we seek counsel. Like, for example, when I was like, cool, I need to start this podcast, I sought counsel. I was like, do you know what? Like, I really feel convicted that I need to do this podcast. I sought counsel from my leader. Like, hello, that's period. Although I'm like, I'm so confident God has said it to me, I still went to my leader and said, do you know what? This is what has been said. And yeah, just always seek counsel. But obviously, if it's like God is telling you like to do something and then you're going to speak to worldly friends, come on, let's be frank, let's be Lampard, you know, word to Sophie, like, let's be frank, let's be Lampard. Because clearly, if God's telling you to do something and you're going to speak to your unbelieving friends, what's kind of ridiculous is because you don't want to do it. That's why you're going to your unbelieving friend. Is that, like, for example, God's telling you to give this offering or whatever, and it's, and you're like, let me go chat to this Beth, and it's like Beth is literally not a believer. Of what do you think Beth's gonna say? Do you think Beth's gonna say, yes, the Lord has spoken? Beth's like, banda, you know, banda. Like, Beth's like, nah, Beth, South London, same banda. But yeah, let's be guided, okay? So don't ever, because now, you know, after this episode, by God's grace, you're ready to hear from God, you're ready to obey God, you're ready to obey him swiftly, promptly, you're ready to know the voice of the Lord. Don't make it spooky where you're just like, no, God has said this and it's just between me and God, I'm not going to speak, because that's when, nah, it's very, you know, you need to, okay, just take time, okay? You know, this, no, that's not how we do things. So although God can speak, you know, sometimes you might get it wrong. So it's good to seek counsel. It's good to go to someone and just, you know, just make sure, back it up with scripture. Is there actually a scripture that says what God has told me to do? Because he's not going to speak contrary to his word. It's not going to contradict his word. So if there's a scripture that backs it, go off, you know, go off, flow, seek your counsel, flow. And by God's grace, God will continue to speak. So it's even in the little, you know, bring an umbrella, that little things. And then it's like, block that boy, you know, do this. Like, in the little things, you have to be obedient, because then he will trust you with, okay, cool, you was obedient in that small example. I said, don't wear them jeans. You didn't wear them jeans. Cool, now I can trust you and entrust that you will obey me in even the big things, you know. But yeah, guys, honestly, today's episode has been a blessing. I feel like I've even been blessed with the word. And I honestly pray for everybody who was listening, everybody who was watching, that you have been blessed by today's episode. And if it was your thing, share it with somebody who may be thinking, how do I hear the voice of God? And I pray that it will bless them also. And if you are new, make sure to subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to hit the thumbs up button and leave a comment down below. Comment on anything. How are you finding the episodes? What episodes do you want to see next? What guests do you want to see next? What is it that you're believing God for in this season? Like, just interact, because I reply to comments. I read every comment, and indeed I will respond to you. And yeah, make sure you guys subscribe, because, you know, we're trying to hit 40K. We're close to 40K by God's special grace. We're literally on the verge of it. I think we're like 500 away, 600, 500 away. Glory be to Jesus. And yeah, guys, I just want to pray. You know, I want to give somebody the opportunity to give their life to Christ. Y'all know that I never end without giving somebody the opportunity to know Christ. Obviously, as I said, the scripture talks about my sheep know my voice. You can't be a sheep of God if you haven't accepted him. It takes you accepting Jesus, receiving him as your Lord and Savior, believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth that he died, was crucified, was buried, rose again on the third day, just to save you and I. And if that's your confession, if that's your belief today, then I want you to repeat after me, because the Bible says in John chapter 3, verses 3, unless a man be born again, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So it takes you accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior to inherit the kingdom of God. So repeat after me and truly, truly believe it in your heart. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, and on the third day you rose again that I may have eternal life. Lord, I repent for my sins and I invite you into my heart. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my personal Savior. Please wash me on the inside and make me a brand new person from this day forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. If you've given your life to Christ, the heavens are rejoicing, and so am I. Welcome to the family. You will never, ever, ever regret this decision. I never, ever regret giving my life to Christ. Like, hello, what? It's such a blessing. If you have given your life to Christ, I want you to DM me on Instagram, dd.kayy. So dee.kayy, dd.k, because I know that we can't do this journey alone. If I was to do this journey alone, oh, I would have crumbled. Trust and believe it. But I'm doing this journey alongside other believers, people who will help me, having leaders, spiritual guidance. It's just a blessing, you know, and you can't do this journey alone. So feel free to DM me if you've given life to Christ. And congratulations. Welcome to the family, to the house of the Lord, to the body of Christ. Amen. He is the head and we are the body. What a privilege to be able to host the Holy Spirit. Amen. But yeah, guys, as always, I, you know, just wish you guys the best. Always, always, always and forever. And I'm so grateful that you found it fitting to stay. And if guys, I want to try something new. If you've stayed and watched to the end, can you comment down below? What word should I give you guys to comment down below? Still small voice. Comment down below. Still small voice. If you're watching till this point, comment down below. Still small voice. Because of course we know he was in the still small voice. So I want you to comment down below. And people might be confused why we commented that. We just know that. Listen, y'all didn't watch to the end. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, guys, love you guys so, so much. And I hope you guys have been blessed by this episode. And I am out. Bye, guys.